Let's turn to Colossians 1:11 and wanted to just look at a few scriptures from the last few lessons we shared last Sunday on guarding your heart. You know, we talked about that you are made, Genesis 1:26, you're made what? In the image and likeness of God. He said, let us make man in our image. So we're made in his image. John 4:24 said, Jesus speaking, he said, Jesus, he said, God is a spirit, and those that worship him must worship him what? In spirit and in truth. So that means if he's a spirit and I'm made in his likeness and image, that means the real me is spirit. I live in this body. But that means that in this earth, in this world, I move about in this shell, this container. But when we, if Jesus tarries and you leave this earth, your body ain't going with you. Not until he returns and we're caught up to meet him in the air. But in the meantime, we're going to walk about this earth. The real me is inside. And it needs to be strengthened and nourished. And we need to, as the scripture says, my son, attend unto my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them, the word, in your heart. And what? Said, those that will do what? Find them will find what? Life and health. And then it says, keep your heart. Guard your heart. And some translations say, at all cost. This is like your money. You guard your money. At all cost. Well, then you need, some people guard their food. They get over there and they go, get away from my food. They guard their food. Yeah, I see one hand over there. Yeah, don't touch my tacos. Get away from them, right? But you get my point. We ought to have just as much, we need to guard this heart because it's precious. It's filled with God's life and nature. So we need to guard it. And we talked about those things. And we talked about what? Strengthening our hearts. Guarding them. Strengthening them. And the scripture. And I have you turn over there to Colossians 1 and 11. It says what? Strengthened with what? All might according to his glorious power. Unto what? Unto all patience with what? Long suffering and joyfulness. Hallelujah. Let me get over because there's a few other translations that really are excellent. But this word strengthened means to increase. So when it says strengthened with all might, it means strengthened with miracle-working power, God's miracle-working power. That word might is dunamis. That means his miracle-working power. So that means I'm strengthened with his miracle-working power in me. How does that come about? Through the word. Comes about through the word. How do you say that? Because the word of God says in Romans 1:16, I'm not ashamed of the gospel for it. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation, but what's it also say? To those who believe. So it's not going to help you unless you believe it. You've got to believe it. And so getting strong, this said here, strengthening means to increase in strength, to wax strong. And we were sharing how it talked about in Luke 2:40. That Jesus grew and he waxed strong. That's the same word. It means he was strengthened. He grew in strength and stature. Some of these translations are good. The New International Version of Colossians 1:11, it says, being strengthened with all power, according to his glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience. God's Word translation said, we ask him to strengthen you by his glorious might with all the power you need to patiently endure everything with joy. So what are we getting at here? Here's some another one, the J.B. Phillips. Or not? Let me read this. This is the Living Bible. I think they have that. Colossians 1:11. We are praying, too, that you will be filled with his mighty, glorious strength so that you can keep going no matter what happens, no matter what comes on, no matter what you face, you have the power to handle it, to deal with it. Always full of the joy of the Lord. Why? Because the joy of the Lord is my strength. I can count it all joy when I face temptations and issues. Hallelujah. The Passion Translation says, and we pray that you would be energized with all his explosive power from the realm of his magnificent glory. So we can be energized and strengthened by his power. Glory to God. So let me find this, because the Phillips translation has this here. Let me just find this here. Hold steady a second. Yeah. This is Colossians 1:11 from the Phillips translation. It says, as you live this new life, it says, we pray that you will be strengthened from God's boundless resources so that you will find yourselves able to pass through any experience and endure it with courage. So that means, regardless of what age, what race, what culture, what country, whatever economic situation you're in, you can face any situation and go through it with courage and strength, being what? Strengthened in this inner man. Hello. You know, I always say this, are you being affected or are you affecting something? You know, at some point, and I'm going to get further over here in this, we have to reach a point where things don't impact me or affect me. And how is that going to come about? If I get pushed around enough, you know, just in the natural. You know, you see these pictures of these little, you know, I call them, you know, guys that were little, and you know, you look at pictures and they looked twerpy, right, in high school, and they got pushed around and bullied, and finally they said, I had enough of this. I'm going to go take some classes, and I'm going to build myself up, and I'm going to lift some weights, and the next time you meet me, you're going to have a problem. I'm getting it on with somebody, right? So it's the same thing in spiritual things, that you get pushed around enough, when are you going to take the word, strengthen yourself, and come out fighting and resisting and say, no, you're not doing that to me anymore. No, I resist you in the name of Jesus. That takes some... That's personal responsibility, isn't it? God's not going to do it for you. We have to take hold of the word and confront the issues that push us around here in life. Because remember, what did the scripture say? It says, be sober, be vigilant, for your adversary seeketh whom he may what? Devour. So we're going to have to take responsibility. We're going to have to stand up and take our rightful place and take our position and grow spiritually so that when stuff comes, there's a knockout punch. And it's not us. We're the ones issuing the knockout punch with the power of God. Right? Isn't that the truth? When we talk about things that are impossible, Luke 18:27, things that man, in other words, the complete Jewish says, what is impossible humanly is possible with God. It's possible. Let's turn to 2 Corinthians 4:16. 2 Corinthians 4:16. And let's look at this, if they can find this in the Amplified Classic, 4:16 in the Amplified. It reads better and it helps. Because it gives you, it shows you got an outer man and an inner man. But the Amplified, it says, therefore, we do not become discouraged, utterly spiritless, exhausted, and wearied out through fear. Though our outward man is what? Progressively decaying. Now, and wasting away, yet our inner self is being what? Progressively renewed day by day. So this is a progressive process. Just the same way when it says we're progressively decaying, that doesn't talk about sickness and disease. It doesn't reference that. That just means some of us are getting, you can't do when you get older. Some of you may think you can, but you have visions of your younger self. So some of you, when you get to be about 65 or 70, you can't run as fast as you did when you were 18. That just means you're getting older. Your cells are not renewing like they used to, right? They're decaying. They're getting older. Doesn't mean I'm getting diseased. No, I'm healed of disease. Just means I'm not as fast as I used to be. So here, this, and that word perish, when it says in the King James, though our outward man perish, it just means that our strength is not the same. That's really what that means. So we can't, you know, when we talk about being renewed, you can't be, you're not asking God to renew you in something you already have. You know, a lot of times people are saying, Lord, give me strength. Give me ability. He already gave you strength. He already gave that to you in Christ. But it has to be what? Renewed. It has to be increased. It has to be strengthened. That's your responsibility. You have to do that. So he's already given you something. You have to do something with it. Think about just if they have the New Living Translation, turn over to Galatians 5:22. These are the things that are already in us. They just have to be acted upon. They have to be developed. They have to be renewed. You know, people say, give me joy, Lord. And the Lord says, you got joy. Do something with what you got. Somebody said, give me peace. He said, I gave you peace. Do something with what you have. Give me patience. That's a big one. He said, you already have it. Do something with it. You have to make a choice. You have to stir up what's already in you. Galatians 5:22, it says, but the Holy Spirit, this is the New Living, produces this kind of fruit in our lives. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Ouch. There is no law against these things. Those who belong to Jesus Christ, or Christ Jesus, have nailed the passions and desires of their sinful nature to his cross and crucified them there. Who's going to do that? Let me ask that question again. Who is going to nail those passions to the cross? You are. He's not going to do it for you. So you can go through life angry and upset and not self-controlled and not disciplined, not joyful, and he's already given it to you. It's already residing inside of you. It's in you. And it needs to be drawn out. It needs to be acted upon. When you get into a situation when somebody doesn't act right towards you, you can then choose at that point when that flesh rises up and you want to pop somebody or say something or retaliate or get even or get back or however you want to say it, you can then say, I'm not doing that. I choose not to retaliate. I choose to operate in joy. Did it say it was joyful? No, that's just the flesh that feels that it's not joyful. But the more you act upon the word, this inner strength is released. The power of God is released. What did Paul say in 2 Corinthians when he said, you know, I've had it with this, Lord, and he said, my what? My grace is sufficient. And he said, my strength is made perfect in what? Weakness. So when you begin to choose, when somebody says something nasty, maybe it's racial, maybe it's ethnic, or whatever it may be, and you choose not to say something and retaliate, the power of God is released in this spirit. This inner strength comes out, and they can't handle it. When love comes out in the face of something that ain't right, that's where the power of God shines. And that's something we have to do. We have to take that position. We have to say, no, I'm going to nail this feeling to the cross. And the more we do that, the easier it gets. Oh, yes. Turn over to Colossians chapter 3. Let's look at this a little bit. Colossians chapter 3, starting in verse 1. Now, I don't know if they have this. Do you have the Living Bible? The TLB, do you have that? Well, put it up and see what we have. Hey, that's fine. Let's put that up. Yeah, let's put that up. Colossians 3, starting in verse 1. Because if you have it, I want them to see this. Some I see quickly turning to their phones or whatever. And those that have paper, unless you have this, it won't work. That's New Living. Yeah, Living. Yeah, the Living Bible, TLB. Huh? You don't have it? Okay. Then I'll read it. And you can just follow along. This is Colossians chapter 3, starting in verse 1. I'm going to read the first 11 verses because it's really plain here. And this is it's the Living Bible, or it's the TLB. It says, since you became alive again, so to speak, when Christ arose from the dead, now set your sights on the rich treasures and joys of heaven, where he sits beside God in the place of honor and power. Let heaven fill your thoughts. Don't spend your time worrying about things down here. You should have as little desire for this world as a dead person does. Yeah, it goes right there. Your real life is in heaven with Christ and God. And when Christ, who is our real life, comes back again, you will shine with him and share in all his glories. Away then with sinful earthly things. Deaden the evil desires lurking within you. Have nothing to do with sexual sin, impurity, lust, and shameful desires. Don't worship the good things of life, for that is idolatry. It didn't say don't have the good things of life. It just said, don't worship them. Don't place them above God. Amen. God's terrible anger is upon those who do such things. You used to do them when your life was still part of this world. But now is the time to cast off and throw away all these rotten garments of anger, hatred, cursing, and dirty language. Don't tell lies to each other. It was your old life with all its wickedness that did that sort of thing. Now it is dead and gone. Now this is where I wanted to get to. You are living, this is verse 10, you are living a brand new kind of life that is continually learning more and more of what is right and trying constantly to be more and more like Christ, who created this new life within you. And this goes, verse 11, I'll finish. It says, in this new life, one's nationality or race or education or social position is unimportant. Such things mean nothing. Whether a person has Christ is what matters, and he is equally available to all. And that just says it. Our affection should be on things above. We're down here, we do our thing, whatever our thing is, wherever God has directed us. But our purpose is to reflect Christ in everything we do. The New Living Translation of verse 11, it says, put on your new nature and be renewed as you learn to know your Creator and become like Him. This is the Amplified, verse 10. It says, and have clothed yourselves with the new spiritual self, which is ever in the process of being renewed and remolded into fuller and more perfect knowledge, upon knowledge, after the image, the likeness of Him who created it. So our responsibility is to ever be learning, ever we're changed in His image and likeness through the knowledge of Him. So this is where we're going to get the strength and the capacity and the ability to deal with the issues in life. This is how we're going to do it. Didn't say it's going to be an instant success. It said it's progressive. You may have some failures, but get up and dust yourself off. Keep feeding on the Word. Keep feeding on it. Keep feeding on it. Go to Ephesians chapter 4. I want to look at this here, because this is really where I want to land here today on this. New Living Translation, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 21 through 23. Ephesians chapter 4, this is the New Living Translation. Ephesians chapter 4, starting in verse 21 through 23. And then they can put up, if they can, verse 23 of the Amplified Classic. But this said here, starting in verse 21 of the New Living, it says, since you have heard about Jesus and have learned the truth that comes from Him, throw off your old sinful nature and your former way of life, which is corrupted by lust and deception. Look at verse 23. Instead, let the Spirit renew your thoughts and attitudes. This is how we're going to be able to walk through life. We've got to have a change of attitude and our thinking. Our thinking and our attitude has to change. You know, am I being overcome by the issue, or am I overcoming the issue? And I can overcome the issue with the right attitude, the right mental thinking. This is what God wants us to do. He knew we didn't have the ability in and of ourselves to do it, but our thinking has to change. The Amplified, it says, and be what? Constantly, constantly, not every once in a while, constantly renewed in the spirit of your mind, having what? A fresh mental and spiritual attitude. That's key. You know, everybody's walk and experience is different. Everybody's interactions with this world is different. But this here is saying how you can deal with it, overcome it. Your mental attitude, your attitude, and it says here, your spiritual attitude needs to be renewed constantly so you can deal with it, so it doesn't overcome you, so that you're not overwhelmed by it. We serve a loving God. Amen. So, this is how we're able to handle things that are inappropriate in life. This is how we do it. So this is why it's important to spend time in the Word of God. And this is what the point here. As we spend time meditating in the Word of God, our minds become renewed to the way God thinks. This is just what we got done reading here. Ephesians 4:23 and Colossians 1:11. As we spend time in the Word of God, as we pray in the Spirit, as we think on things above, our attitude, our thinking gets changed, so we begin to think like Him. We begin to see the world like He does, not as our enemy, but with compassion, with love. Yeah, and they may act a certain way and ornery towards us. Look, what did the scripture say? They said if they did it to Jesus, you're not above the master. They're going to do it to you. You have His very nature in you. So God's word brings about, this is the point, God's word brings about a supernatural cleansing that washes our mind and emotions. It cleanses us so that these emotions and our actions are not the same anymore. They begin to change. But if you're hitting at it every now and then, it'll be hard. And He's not going to do it for you. You have to do that. So these emotions and our thinking gets cleansed from what? The contamination of the world. Past memories, experiences, that gets washed out of us. That's how you can see people who were like Paul, who murdered and killed. He said he didn't think that way anymore. He was washed. He was cleansed of those past experiences, those past things. People that have had extreme hurt. It doesn't mean that they don't maybe remember it, but the thought of it doesn't ruin them anymore. It doesn't control them anymore. That hurt has been cleansed and washed by the Word. Somebody may have hurt you. You may have grown up, you know, you see my skin color. I didn't experience what you did and may continue to experience. But you can handle that a whole lot better if you let the Word get inside of you and let it wash your thinking. Whatever it is. So the question is, who is going to control your mind and your thoughts? Who and what is going to control it? Is it going to be God and His Word, or is it going to be the devil and his lies? Something, think about this, you're going to think about something. And what is it that you're going to think about? And then are those thoughts going to control you and motivate you to do something, to say something, to act a certain way, right? So so that's why I say the Word of God is supernatural. It is the power of God. And it will cleanse me and wash me, but it's to those who believe. Isn't that what the scripture says? It is the power of God unto salvation to those who believe. So if I don't believe it, well, then it doesn't help me any. But if I believe, just like we got done reading Psalm 91, if I believe that God protects me, I can lay down and not fear for those things that come near me. For 1,000 may drop dead on one side and 10,000, but it's not coming near me. I don't need to fear. That means what? I had to change my thinking, my mental attitude, my approach to things, and how I think. Amen. So your choice in what you think on and meditate on will determine your success or failure in life. What you think on. Let me read this. Do you have the Good News Translation? Do you have that? You don't have that one. Oh, I asked that question. I got to change my thinking. I asked that question before. I'm sorry. It's too hot in here. It affects my thinking. I'm sorry. Excuse me. Now you're awake. Oh, you're awake now. Okay. Anyways, I'll read it for you. Proverbs 4, 20 through 23 in the Good News Translation. It says, "My child, pay attention to what I say. Listen to my words and never let them get away from you. Remember them and keep them in your heart. They will give life and health to anyone who understands them." But this is the verse here. "Be careful how you think. Your life is shaped by your thoughts." Be careful how you think. Your life is shaped by your thoughts. So your choice of thoughts and mental attitude and what you think on and meditate on will determine the course of your life. It'll shape your life. And the Word of God will shape in me a mental attitude and outlook of what? Of success, of prosperity, of health, of wholeness, not defeat, because I'm an overcomer. I can do all things through Christ who does what? Strengthens me. Strengthens me with what? His word. Then I can begin to see that I can do all things through him. Hallelujah. So, is there a situation or circumstance in life that doesn't bring joy? Oh, some of you probably got a list. You just woke up and looked at your mate and said, I'm sorry, excuse me. Now, that could be someone. I didn't say it was you. I just said that maybe today that was your testimony. I don't know. But the point is there something that's not bringing joy? But what are we saying? It's the fruit that's in you that has to come outside. It has to be drawn out. It has to be acted upon. So when you face something that's not joyful, what do you have to do? You have to say, "I count it all joy. I 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 count it all joy." And the joy of the Lord, what does Nehemiah say? "The joy of the Lord is my strength." But I'm going to count it all joy. I didn't say it was joyful, but I'm going to stir up joy. I'm going to stir up peace. I have the joy of the Lord. That is my medicine. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine. So the joy of the Lord is my strength. The peace of God keeps me in a frame of mind where I'm not unraveling, right? Glory to God. So we can overcome every situation that we face in life with the right mental thinking, the right thoughts. But we're going to have to take this And what does it say? Constantly being renewed, day by day. Constantly being renewed. That's what the Amplified said. And the New Living, let the Spirit renew your thoughts and attitudes. Be constantly renewed in the spirit of your mind, having a fresh mental and spiritual attitude. So that means if I've got those fruit in me, then I have to choose. I have to, you know, when somebody cuts you off on the road and you want to mash the pedal, or somebody flashes a nice little sign towards you and gives you a little, raises their hand, and all of a sudden your flesh starts saying, well, let me hit, mash this pedal and chase them, or do whatever you do, or wag your tongue. It may not be in a car. You could be standing in a grocery line and somebody cut in front of you. And your whole day is undone because you're in a hurry. I got to get home. Man, can't this person hurry up? Man, oh, man, what the heck is going on? You have no idea what their day's like been like. You ever talk to people that have worked in retail? I have. And I'm telling you, it's not a friendly place. Because every kind of action comes out and it's dumped on you. So now you're the 50th person that comes up to them and you're sitting there going, can't they just hurry up? What the heck is their problem? And they've had 100 people like you. I'm serious. I've talked with them. And man, when they come, and so when you're nice and they can just know that you're a comfort to them, they'll share their heart. They'll say, boy, I've had a bad day today. I've had some knuckleheads today I've had to deal with. And you can sit there and do what? Comfort them wherewith you've been, the same comfort that you've been comforted with. Don't unload on them. Be a comfort to them. Because people are dealing with things with people. Right? Be a blessing to somebody. But you can't do that if you're itchy and your attitude is, you know, like, come on, hurry up. What the heck is going on here? Right? Let the Spirit renew your mental attitude and thinking. Hello. Amen. So that's my thoughts for today. That's what the Holy Ghost was prompting me, stirring me. Let this word renew our thinking and our attitude. Because what you think on is going to determine whether you're a success or a failure in life. Amen. Thank you, Father, for your word. Thank you for helping us grow up in Christ and to be more and more and more and more like you. And we thank you for it. Thank you for helping us make corrections in our life. Thank you for helping us to take steps progressively, working the word in our lives so that we can become a reflection of you. Thank you for it. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Thank God.